From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama makes an historic visit to Hiroshima, Japan. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city, where the United States dropped the first atomic bomb on August 6th of 1945. As Cindy Sain reports, Mr. Obama used the visit to call for the world to have the courage to escape what he called the logic of fear.
Cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park, which marks ground zero for the 1945 nuclear blast that destroyed most of the city. President Obama says while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped forge a better future.
The world was forever changed here. But today, the children of this city will go through their day in peace. What a precious thing that is.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. Cindy Sain, VOA News. Hiroshima.
The Group of Seven said Friday that Britain's exit from the European Union could have devastating consequences for the world economy. In their final declaration after a two-day summit in Japan, the G7 countries said a British exit from the EU would reverse the trend towards greater global trade and investment and the jobs they create, and is a further serious risk to growth. Last month, President Barack Obama urged the British people to stay in the Union, arguing that a strong Europe is not a threat to Britain's global leadership. It enhances Britain's leadership. A referendum is scheduled for next month. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas as thousands of protesters gathered in central Baghdad Friday and attempted to enter the so-called Green Zone. For the second week in a row, the protesters, many of them supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, breached a barbed wire barrier and attempted to pull down the concrete walls surrounding the international zone, which contains the main Iraqi government offices. Last week, demonstrators forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office before being driven out by security forces. At least four people were killed and dozens of others injured in the melee. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says the Islamic State's top military commander in Fallujah is among 70 militants killed in coalition airstrikes. Colonel Steve Warren says that more than 20 strikes have been carried out in the past 4 days, and Maher al-Bilawi, the commander of Islamic State fighters in Fallujah, was killed 2 days ago. The UN Refugee Agency was delivering relief supplies Friday to about 800 people who have managed to escape Fallujah over the past few days. The UNHCR says that more than 50,000 people remain trapped in between the opposing forces and is appealing to the Iraqi government to open safe conduct corridors. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says escapees have told of horrible conditions getting out of the city.
They tell us that they have to travel on foot for hours at night, moving across fields and hiding in disused irrigation pipes. And also, people have lost their lives trying to leave the city, including women and children. They've been killed trying to escape.
Fleming says reports from inside Fallujah indicate people have little choice but to leave. She says there has been a dramatic increase in the number of executions of men and older boys who have refused to fight for Islamic State. Human Rights Watch says around 165,000 civilians are trapped near the Turkish border as a result of the latest fighting in northern Syria. Islamic State militants launched an offensive in Aleppo province, capturing a string of villages from rebels, bringing them to within 3 kilometers of the rebel-held town of Azaz. That town on the Turkish border hosts tens of thousands of internally displaced people. Turkey has closed its border with Syria for the past 15 months, and Human Rights Watch says Turkish border guards enforcing the closure have at times shot at and assaulted Syrian asylum seekers. On Wall Street near the close, all three major U.S. indices were higher. European and Asian markets also closed Friday up. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.